Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
President Harris, you were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Really? 'Cause I would. I mean, unless you think that he's fully capable and competent and therefore should definitely stay in the race and you should definitely not be the candidate, unless that's what you mean. Because if you think you should be the candidate because he should not be in the race because he's not mentally fit in order to continue to run for another 4 years, then your robust defense of his mental capabilities does seem a little bit historically misplaced. On the night of the debate, in which the beginning of the end began for President Biden.
I'm not going to spend all night with you talking about the last 90 minutes when I've been watching the last 3.5 years of performance.
Don't believe an hour and a half of your eyes. Believe me that I know 3.5 years before that. This is to Jake Tapper, by the way, on CNN.
This was a debate that your campaign wanted. You pushed for this debate at this moment. You can't honestly say, can you say that you are not concerned at all having watched the president's performance tonight?
It was a slow start. That's obvious to everyone. I'm not going to debate that point. I'm talking about the choice in November. I'm talking about one of the most important elections in our collective lifetime.
It's just a slow start. Just a slow start. No, it was an abysmally terrible performance, and Jake kept challenging her with evidence from other people saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, which is what we all saw, which she just completely denied on the night of the debate. You may say, well, that's, she's just waiting to see how things shake out, right? It's the night of the debate. She's got to put up a good front. You know, you got to protect your man, okay? You know, okay, well, in subsequent interviews, ABC, George Stephanopoulos.
Majority of Democrats, according to our new poll, say they don't want President Biden to run again. What do you say to them?
I mean, George, I think that age is more than a chronological fact, to be very frank with you.
You mean mental fitness is more than a chronological fact, right? Because literally age is a chronological fact. Like, I know what you meant. I know what you meant. Okay. And still, okay. CBS with Margaret Brennan.
You're 58 now. If you win the second term, as you and the president are running to do, he would be 86 at the end of it. The Wall Street Journal had a poll showing 2/3 of Democrats say Joe Biden is too old to run again. Are you prepared to be commander in chief?
Yes, I am. If necessary. But Joe Biden is going to be fine.
So back to the question at hand, do you have any regrets about saying that Biden is fine and Biden is capable and Biden is good and everything's fine and nothing to worry about here, nothing to see here, move along? See, what I'm always looking for, and look, I know it's probably naive of me. I know I'm an idealist. True, guilty, definitely so. I just want real people with real faith who are willing to be really honest. Now, maybe we don't elect such people. I've always said I'm unelectable for a variety of reasons, but that's one of them is, you know, somebody asks me a question, I'm going to answer it. I'm not going to deflect and play the crowd, you know. But also, I'll admit the flaws and failures, and boy, do I have a lot of them. But what I would love to hear her say is something like this. Because it's the truth, right? This is what I'd love to hear her say. You know what? We all saw signs that President Biden wasn't as sharp as he had been historically. We saw him make flubs, and we saw him stumble, and we saw him fall off a bike, and we saw that, you know, we tried to hide it. We did. We tried to hide it. We put Marines around him when he's walking out to the helicopter. We put a, you know, we put the kiddie stairs on Air Force One so that he wouldn't have to walk up the big stairs. We were hoping nobody would notice. The reason we were hoping nobody would notice or would be able to deny it is because we genuinely believe that he's better than Trump, and because we genuinely believe that he is fit for another 4 years. And because we were afraid that if we were too honest about all of that, that it would just play into Trump's hands and we'd get a tyrant elected or something like that. I mean, if she said that, I'd believe her. Or if she said, you know what, honestly, we saw the decline, but even in a declining state, he's still better than Trump. Or if she said that, you know, we all know it behind closed doors, and this kind of lie we've been telling you about behind closed doors, he's a rock star, but out in public, he can't string eight words together without a teleprompter. Just be honest. Be a person. Or even if you said something like this, you know, look, I never saw anything with Joe Biden that made me believe he wasn't capable of the job. And as a vice president, my job is to support my president. I'm fully aware of my obligations under the 25th Amendment, and if I ever felt that he wasn't totally capable of executing the authority of the president, I would act. Until then, my job is to support my president. And so certainly you can understand why I'm not going to be the person out in public calling him mentally unfit. That would be inappropriate for me unless I really believed it. And I never really believed that and still don't to this day. Otherwise, I would be calling for him to step down at this moment. Yeah, I mean, any of those things she could say. But instead, she just...
President Harris, you were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Just, and here's the sad thing. Either I'm right about what the American people, and especially young people, want in terms of authenticity, or she and the Trump campaign are right that people want to be snowed and lied to. I'd like to believe it's me. I'm not sure that it is. I suppose time will tell. Of course, in this case... The two choices we have aren't going to validate either one of us particularly. 717 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic on the five. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're headed on Highway 90 eastbound through Pace into Milton, right around Avalon, you're going to see some delays in both directions, both east and westbound, so just be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, or maybe you're kind of not yet sure if it's time, that's actually the time to start shopping, because here's the thing. You probably are suppressing the acknowledgement that the car is past due, right? You know, it's your car may be the automobile equivalent of the loaf of bread or the cheese that you pick the mold off of and you still eat the rest of it. You like suppress. I know, because I do this too. Like, I suppress the knowledge that it's time to get to a new car. You know, it's just another repair. It's just a little oil leak. It's whatever. Okay, if that's you, you deserve better. Go to Frontier and look around. Find out, what do they have? Cars that are 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. See what the landscape looks like and then make an informed decision. You know, like an adult. Because what you're probably going to discover is, okay, it's going to cost me a couple bucks to get a better car. But then I won't have to worry about this car starting. You know, I won't have to be putting money into it all the time with these repairs that are inconvenient and costly. And I can actually really enjoy driving my car again. Like, that's kind of the adult trade. The question is, what's the price tag on that? Well, go look. You don't know until you look. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you feeling strong? Isaiah 40:29 indicates that God only gives strength to those that know they're weak. Muhammad Ali, the famous boxing champion, was about to fly on a commercial airplane when the stewardess asked all the passengers to be seated and buckle their seatbelts. Ali said to the stewardess, "Don't you know who I am?" He went on to say, "I'm Superman, and Superman doesn't need a seatbelt." The stewardess replied, "Well, Superman doesn't need a plane either. Now sit down and buckle up." The application for you and me is that we're not as strong as we think we are. I encourage you to recognize your weakness and call upon God humbly to ask Him for a fresh dose of His lasting strength.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like C-Mex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
You know, that's actually from the training video that Kamala Harris says should be used for all the Border Patrol and the voter registration in Arizona. You don't need to see his identification. 721 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, somebody made the comment about Kamala Harris that nothing about her sounds like anything other than a mediocre politician. Yeah, and my comment back was, by the way, you can always text me, 437-1620. I would say this. She has been promoted way past her competence, either as an executive or as a politician. And she finds herself in the position of, oh, my God, they're about to give me the presidency. What can I do to just not screw this up? Because I don't really deserve to be here. Isn't that what you hear from her all the time? What can we do to snow people just long enough to get elected? Now, I should say this, and I do need to say this. I said it a little bit yesterday. I'll say it again today. President Trump is no great truth teller. President Trump says the most outrageous, ridiculous, stupid things, too. He does. I mean, okay, I'll just give you three examples, because there was a story about this the other day, and I thought, it's worth saying. And if you don't tell the bad things about the person you're supporting, then it's not fair to say the bad things about the person you're opposing. You got to always be fair. And you got to say the good things about the people you don't like and the bad things about the people you like. Okay? So this is from Asheville, North Carolina.
Going to take away 84% and the real stuff. That's the stuff that powers the plants. It's not wind that goes around and around. And darling, let's watch the president's State of the Union speech tonight. I'm sorry, we won't be able to do it. The wind isn't blowing, darling. We have no electricity.
But you know there's batteries, right?
We have no electricity, darling. We won't be able to watch tonight. But perhaps sometime during the week it will be blowing and we'll be able to get our television on it.
And you know that typically you have other sources of electricity besides only wind. I mean, it's funny, but it's completely inept on the science, right? Or, and there were a couple of other ones that were sort of silly. This was from La Crosse, Wisconsin. This was on Friday.
Take a look at bacon and some of
Thursday,
these products.
Maybe.
And some people don't eat bacon anymore. And we are going to get the energy prices down. When we get energy down, you know, this was caused by their horrible energy wind. They want wind all over the place. But when it doesn't blow, we have a little problem.
This- So the price of bacon is up because of solar or because of wind farms? Run me by that one again. Like, say that one more time. This is from Potterville, Michigan on Thursday.
And I happen to believe in the exceptions Ronald Reagan did for life of the mother, rape, incest. The exceptions, probably 90% of the people do. But, you know, I was just telling this reporter, the real problem and the real radicals on that issue are the Democrats, where you can have an abortion in the ninth month. And in six states, you're allowed to kill the baby after the baby is born. And you know, one of those states is Minnesota, where this tampon Tim comes from. Kill the baby after the baby is born. So that's no longer abortion. That's called execution, right? You're allowed to execute the baby after the baby. They're the radical.
No. No. It's a disgusting, horrible, wicked, absolute falsehood. There's no state in the union where you can kill a baby. There's no state in the union where you have infanticide is legal. Certainly not Minnesota. He's lying. Or he doesn't know the truth. But either way, what he's saying is completely untethered from reality. So again, you know, President Trump is no great truth teller. So you have to make decisions about what to do in an environment where the one is a massive liar and the other is also a massive liar. That's, and by the way, I have an even worse one. This was the one that I just, what do I even do with it? Worse than saying infanticide is legal? Yes, weirdly. I'll share it with you in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are starting to see those delays. I-10 eastbound as you're headed toward the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. Seeing about a 2-3 minute delay there, but I just wanted you to be aware of it. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Okay, last one on Trump, because if you're going to talk about Harris, you got to talk about Trump. This was in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Also, I mean, he got a lot in on Thursday. this is the most amazing one. Yeah, because he will just make stuff up. He will absolutely just make stuff up out of thin air and then pretend that it's true. Here goes.
Very concerned about it because the jobs that are, the people that are coming in are just taken. And it's going to start with the black population. African Americans are losing their jobs. And I don't know if you heard the latest statistic that of the jobs that these people created, which is very little, every single job was taken, about 107% was taken by illegal immigrants. There's been no job creation from them. The jobs were filled by illegal immigrants. With all of that being said, I want to give you a very positive answer. We're going to win this election.
The new statistic came out that 107% of the new jobs were filled by... Are you kidding me? It's just thin air. No fact. No math. No accuracy. No concern for reality. I feel like saying a thing, I'm going to say a thing. So what do you do in an environment where one can't tell the truth and the other can't tell the truth? What do you? So, and I'll tell you how I decide in this environment. It's very frustrating. But I make the bet on things like who's going to make the country stronger or not. And I look at it, this is how I do it in my own head, okay? Percentage chance that each candidate makes the country stronger, okay? I give Trump a 60% chance of making the country stronger, a 20% chance that he'll do no harm or do no good, a 10% chance that he'll make it worse, and about a 10% chance that he'll turn it into a tyranny. Because it's within the range. You got to consider it a possibility. Harris, I give a 10% chance she's going to make the country stronger. I give her a 20% chance she's going to hold steady. I give her a 75% chance she's going to make it worse, because the Biden administration, and about a 5% she's going to turn it into a tyranny. And I look at that and I say, can we not get better candidates? But on balance, who gives me the best chances of making the country better, given all the known dangers? I'm just telling you, that's how I look at it. 437-1620, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Two U.S. Marines are uninjured after being attacked by a mob in Turkey.
The attackers, apparently angered by U.S. support for Israel, the crowd held the Marines while chanting there, as you heard. The Marines were assigned to the USS Wasp. They were taken to a hospital as a precaution, but they were medically cleared and returned to their ship. About 15 people have been arrested after that incident. The number of protesters in Israel now reaching hundreds of thousands. This is after the bodies of six hostages were found over the weekend. Many of those protesters, or some of the protesters anyhow, carrying mock coffins, gathering outside of the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And police in Chicago investigating after this terrible incident. Four sleeping passengers shot and killed on a train. Authorities say three of the people died at the scene. A fourth died at a hospital. One suspect is in custody.
Man, it's because you think about the level of assumption that you're basically safe on a commuter train, and you take napping is extraordinarily common, you know, just like on a plane, except, of course, there's heavy security for a plane and not so much for a train. That's just an awful story. It really is.
Fox News, I'm CJ Poppitz. The race to Election Day, the first mail ballots will be sent to voters this Friday. The first presidential debate is next Tuesday, and a new attack ad from the Harris-Walz campaign.
We all know costs are too high, but while corporations are gouging families, Trump is focused on giving them tax cuts. But Kamala Harris is focused on you.
Now, thousands of anti-Israel protesters taking over several streets in New York City.
Protests in New York City were organized as to make sure that they wanted to flood New York City for Gaza. But the White House is saying these protests were inappropriate, to say the least, given the latest news out of the Middle East. There are reports some protesters were told to cover their face to avoid surveillance, even take steps to avoid being tracked.
And as Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees in Pensacola this morning. A couple of new trolleys on the way to Pensacola Beach. They'll be replacing old trolleys that were already in service. ECAT operates the beach trolleys throughout the summer. They are reimbursed by the Santa Rosa Island Authority for the annual operating costs. The new trolleys were bought by the Island Authority. They're being given to the county through an operating agreement that's expected to be finalized at the upcoming Escambia County Board of Commissioners meeting. The feasibility of a 100,000-square-foot indoor sports complex at Ashton-Brosnahan Park is continuing to be a topic of debate with the Tourism Development Council. Some board members asking if it would be worth the financial investment. Another concern is if it would bring too much traffic into the neighborhood.
My concern, of course, would be, has the neighbors been notified that we're going to have 700 new cars in their neighborhood? And are they on board with
TDC board member Ronald Rivera? And if built, that facility would host annual events such as the NAIA Soccer National Championship, SEC Women's Soccer Championships. Those events are already held at Ashton-Brosnahan Park each year. Local athletes say it could help prevent injuries and ensure local matches go on despite some of the summer extreme weather conditions that we have. The TDC will continue discussing that proposal again at a future meeting. SpaceX hoping to successfully launch the Polaris Dawn mission this week.
The Federal Aviation Administration says Polaris Dawn is set to lift off on Wednesday from the Kennedy Space Center with a backup planned on Thursday. The mission, carrying four civilian astronauts, was initially set for August 26th, but was postponed due to helium leaks and bad weather. The FAA cleared SpaceX flights over the weekend after they were grounded amid an investigation into its Falcon 9 rockets. The Polaris Dawn mission is the first of three planned space flights and is expected to include the first ever commercial spacewalk. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thanks, Tammy. Escambia County Fire Rescue Chief Mark Clark has passed away. According to the ECFR, Clark passed away on Saturday, surrounded by family and friends, as well as fellow firefighter brothers and sisters. Clark was a firefighter for 34 years. Well, no injuries aside from a fence and a shed this morning when a driver reportedly fell asleep and crashed in Escambia County. That happened just before 4 o'clock this morning. FHP says the driver, identified as a 43-year-old man, fell asleep and didn't make it around a curve in the roadway. Troopers say the driver then crashed through a fence and hit a shed. the Communications Workers of America walking away from the table in their negotiations with AT&T. The union releasing a statement this week saying that they are no longer interested in mediation with the communications company. The union does believe that mediation was a delay tactic, and they're asking AT&T to get serious so that employees can get back to work. Over 17,000 employees are on strike across the Mid-South, including here in Florida, in Alabama, Kentucky, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and in Tennessee. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way down to Highway 29 is seeing some delays through that construction zone. Maybe 5-10 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Rain chances are increased for this afternoon and evening, about a 60% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into your Wednesday, rain chances increase even more, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. We're going to keep the rain chances around as we go into your Friday with about a 70 to 80% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
79 right now in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze and in Milton. And now let's get a look at our market report.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. It could be history for Volkswagen, and not the good kind. The automaker is weighing whether to close factories in Germany for the first time in its 87-year history. Volkswagen is moving to expand cost cuts amid rising competition from China's electric vehicle makers. Other measures, too, as the carmaker calls it, future-proof Volkswagen, include trying to end a job security program with labor unions that's been in place for 30 years. U.S. Steel's planned deal to be acquired by Japanese-based Nippon Steel is in serious trouble. That's because Vice President Kamala Harris voiced her opposition to the plan at a rally in U.S. Steel's home city of Pittsburgh yesterday. Harris joins her opponent, former President Donald Trump, in denouncing the $14 billion deal. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower as traders await Friday's release of the August jobs report. That's Your Money Now.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Shenanigans. Not just a band, an experience. Since 2007, they've traveled all around the world, and they're back at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight.
Her hair was kind of curly, went to her house.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The RNC and the DNC set the presidential candidates. And News Radio's Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi attended both.
I proudly accept your nomination for president of the United States. Thank you.
I accept your nomination to be president of the United States of America.
No one covers the election like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Also heard on 95.3, AM 1620, and our mobile app.
Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday. Sheriff Chip Simmons is here in studio with us, as he typically is on a Tuesday. Sheriff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. Good to have you with us. Let's start with this, because even though it's maybe not the highest profile crime, it is one that we did not get a chance to talk about last week, and I thought it was such a weird and interesting one that I wanted to ask you about it. Apparently, people are using trucks to steal ATMs, but they steal the truck in order to steal the ATM. And then other things happen after that, right? There's actually a case, but it's not just a single incident, right?
Well, in this particular time, it was a single incident. Last year, we had a rash. We had about three or four of these.
Okay.
But as you pointed out, we have individuals that go through, typically go through like used truck lots, and then they'll steal a rather large truck, using F-250, something, a one-ton type pickup trucks. Because their intent is to drive it through the front window of a convenience store and then either pull out the ATM with a chain, or actually ram through it and where the ATM is, and then knock it off of its base or foundation. So that's what happened last week or so. We had a truck stolen, and I saw the video from the inside, the surveillance video, and the three people in the car or the truck, and then it runs into the front window, the glass doors and the glass windows around it. They take them two or three times to get through the window and the door, and then the ATM is right there next to it. So two people get out of the car or the truck while the driver stays in the truck. They wrap a rope around it, and then they get in the truck and they pull this thing off. We found the truck, and we found remnants of the ATM, not the money part, but the remnants of this ATM a couple hours later. And we're working on it. We're investigating it. The reason I mentioned it is a one-time thing is because we haven't had any since last year. Last year, we had a rash. It was a group of people coming through like the southeast, and they would steal trucks in, let's say, Mobile, and they do this. And they come to Pensacola, then they go to Panama City, and then they go to Tallahassee.
So they had a pattern. They were a crew. Basically.
It was a crew, yeah. Okay. And the same people were going through stealing trucks.
As far as we know, Nicolas Cage was not involved.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Stay tuned. Right, fair enough. Go on.
For the made-for-TV movie. But anyways, that's what they did this time. So we were watching a lot of our truck stores and stuff over the last couple of days, just to, in case that they're, because they did this every couple, two, 3 days in the past, and we weren't sure if it was this traveling group or if it was some locals that are doing it. And we're still investigating it, but we haven't had one since then.
And as you say, a lot of times it's because, you know, used car places are, for understandable reasons, are sometimes not particularly tight in their key security, you know, for just convenience reasons, right? Mm-hmm. So those are trucks that are more easily taken. What I don't understand is, so convenience stores that I've seen these days, maybe it's not all of them, typically have the bollards like in front, which I assume is for exactly this reason, is to prevent somebody from driving in and breaking in and taking the money or whatever it is. I guess this one didn't have that, or it did have that and they worked around it.
I watched the video, and I haven't been to the store itself.
Sure.
But it seemed as if they must not have had it right there in front of the window and the door, front door, and so the truck must have went right through it.
And
appeared
so
to go right through it.
On an ATM, like, once you get the device, you've still got to get the money out of the device.
Yeah,
so that's hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert in ATMs, but there's a cartridge, if you will, where they put the money in. And a lot of the ATM is the base and the foundation, and then there's the digital part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they once they get the ATM, then they have to do some cutting and some prying, and unless they have the key.
Yeah.
And then they get this cartridge out, and then what we found again was the outside of the ATM, where they obviously had pried out the money portion.
You know, it seems to me, and I know this is not your area exactly, but it just seems to me like this could be stopped with, I don't know, Dipax or something that would be, you know. If the machine got bumped too heavily, you know, you've got a tilt on the ATM. Basically, it seems like this could be thwarted.
Well, I think some of the locations have, because of this, placed the ATM in different parts of the store.
Mm-hmm.
So put them in the back of the store,
because
it shouldn't matter to the customer. I'm not a I'm not a marketing genius, but if you need money, you go to one door. You go to the back of the store. It doesn't matter to me.
By the bathroom, by the cigarettes, doesn't matter.
To get that out. I mean, unless you have a big long chain, but even then, it's going to be much more difficult. So I'm assuming there's some sort of a scouting the place out.
Yeah.
And so, again, we're going back and looking videos and seeing who might have been looking around.
And, again, I know this might not be something you know, but do you even have a rough idea of how much money is usually in an ATM? I mean, my own guess would be somewhere in the – I mean, it might be $10,000, but I wouldn't think it'd be much more than that. It might be less. Am I in the ballpark, do you think?
Yeah, usually we don't give up how much people can make.
Well, here's why I ask.
I'll tell you this, no more than that.
Okay. Well, and here's why I ask. The damage to the store
–
is more than what's in the ATM. It's like stealing copper out of a house. They're doing way more damage than the stuff is worth, which is like, now I'm paying higher insurance rates because the Circle K gets knocked over for the ATM that's not even worth the cost of the damage to the structure.
Yeah, but I think you're being reasonable. These are criminals, and they don't care about other people's property. They'll steal a truck worth 40, 50, 60,000.
Right.
And then they'll get damage it.
They'll damage it to probably more than what's in the ATM.
Yeah. And it's way, I mean, 10 times more than what they're going to get from the ATM. But they don't care about other people. They don't care about working people. They're criminals.
Well, that's why I wanted to tell the story, because I think it's an interesting crime that I had not heard much about otherwise, and some of the details that you and I talked about off the air last week, and also just the sheer stupidity of it in the scheme of economics, right? How it's just a crazy, crazy crime. We did have actually, hang on for just a second. Let me go to traffic just a little bit early, which I never do, but why not once ever? John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Well, we've got one accident to let you know about on 98 and Rideway. It's stop and go eastbound all the way to Herbert Field. Other than that, seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Now to things that have been a little bit more high profile. Another machete crime, which I still don't understand how many people must own machetes, but okay, it's a bad thing.
Well, I'll tell you that I've been in law enforcement a long time, and I don't know that I ever recall as many machete uses in criminal activities. In the last probably 2 years or so, we've had more stabbings and machetes. I don't know if that's because they can't get their hands on guns as easy as they could before. I don't know. But, yes, we had this situation where it was a domestic dispute, and a gentleman by the name of Roderick Lewis arrived in a silver Jeep. He exited the Jeep armed with a machete and threatened both of the victims that were at that scene. Again, this was on Empire. So the very next day, our deputies obviously knew a suspect in the vehicle. They saw one of our deputies, again, keenly aware of his surroundings, saw that silver Jeep, try to stop it. This one was driven by a lady named Crystal Sorrell, but Lewis was in the passenger side, and we wanted him for this aggravated assault that happened the day before. Tried to stop it. Jeep didn't stop. We had to do a pit maneuver. Worked wonderfully. Lewis gets out of the passenger side, runs. We catch him in a backyard somewhere. And then we arrest her for fleeing and looting as well. So both of them are arrested. We put a little picture of them if you're curious as to who these type of people are.
Yeah.
That would do this sort of thing. They're on our social media platforms and a little bit.
I wouldn't invite them
the
over for dinner.
Yeah, well,
I'll put it that way. I wouldn't invite them over for dinner.
Well, knowing their background, I would.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just if I see them and we strike up a conversation. But yeah. You guys also, let's see, you've closed down another drug house or two, even, I think one on Ledbetter, but also maybe a second one. Is that right? In the last week?
Yeah. I keep telling everyone that our narcotics unit is doing a jam up job. This is in addition to our partnerships with our federal and state, partners. And, these are the drug houses that we kick the door, we knock on the door, we kick the door and we close it down, put a sign out there so people know, because our concern is the people that are trying to buy drugs, they're driving by and they realize, hey, how you do with a convenience store? Is this place open? Is it closed? What is the deal? And the sign helps them to know to go somewhere else. This place is closed. Obviously, I say that in jest, but that's what happens and that's what the neighborhood typically likes to see. At times they're out there applauding. At times, the people who live there are trying to argue with us as we're taking drugs out of their house that they're not a drug house. But, that's their business.
Neighbors usually know, or at least suspect, and it's nice to see the cops do the job, right?
Yeah, they certainly suspect it.
Yeah.
Because we get calls from neighbors all the time. And a lot of times neighbors don't come out there and tell us, I told you about this, or brag about it. But they're glad, and we get phone calls and texts all the time. Thank you for cleaning this up. Again, even if it's temporary, it gives the neighborhood a chance to recover. It's like you solve this one problem, and then hopefully someone else will move in, or hopefully while the drug dealer is in jail, they stop selling there altogether.
Right.
And we're not naive enough to think that happens all the time. But we know that every time we kick a door in, it makes that neighborhood just a little bit better.
Right. At least for a time. And, sometimes that's the best you got and you do that.
And then ultimately we're going to do our best to make sure that we're starting writing letters to, there's two avenues. One is code enforcement avenue and then one is the nuisance avenue, which is by statute, the sheriff can write a letter. And I've written a couple of letters. My legal team has written letters. I've signed them.
Yeah.
Saying that, I'm declaring your house a nuisance because there's people dealing drugs here. And then ultimately, it's a long process. It's convoluted. I almost wish that the state legislature would take a look at this. If you do a couple of drug search warrants there, maybe give the county, not necessarily the sheriff's office, kind of a little more leeway in the speed at which they can declare that a
sort
nuisance.
Sort of an accelerated pathway for known violators that maybe that would
if
happen.
If it's known, yeah. And I'm not talking about, you can, you know, if your
first
grandson's
or something,
stealing
right.
drugs at your house, they take your house. I'm not there. Where I'm at is if you knew or should have known mm-hmm. time and time and time again, this house on Talladega comes to mind. This we've been there, you know, 30, 40 times.
Oh God.
There's been overdoses there, search warrants there, and now we had a homicide there. That's a nuisance.
I had a listener ask a question that I didn't know the answer to, which is, of course, why I would ask you, wanted me to ask you. So they live in a covenant community, an HOA, mm-hmm. and there are signs posted at the very front, no soliciting.
Right.
They also have signs on their property, no soliciting. Nevertheless, as you would expect, people come and knock on their door all the time. And they just wanted to know, what legal remedy do they have? Should they call you? What can you do? I was suspicious that this was probably just a trespass, and therefore you guys would have to be there and observe and move them off the property. But that's why I wanted to ask you, because I wasn't sure. What legal power, for example, do the no soliciting signs have? And then what legal remedy is there to stop this, if there is any?
Yeah, there's no real authority in the no soliciting in your neighborhoods. It is, as you mentioned, a trespass issue. And we either have to be there and you have to say, hey, don't come back. You can even, in addition to that, you can have a no trespassing sign on there. And if someone comes on your property, we still have to have you telling them to leave. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no trespassing is...
Oh, that's interesting. So, like, posted no trespassing doesn't really accomplish much. You still need to have... them being told, or you need to observe the violation and the owner.
It does the second time. If we get there and we say, okay, Andrew McKay, you've got to get off this person's property, mm-hmm. we will put your name on our list. So a dispatcher will have
repeat.
That.
Okay.
The next time a deputy gets there, they don't necessarily have to have the owner's permission.
I gotcha.
Now,
okay.
Because they've given you that authority. And it usually lasts about a year.
Okay.
Those types of things.
But basically, yes, call you. Because yes. you guys have the ability to trespass them off the property, but
well,
that's
they
kind
have
of
to
the,
be there.
But they have to be there for that to be there. Yeah, and if they've gone on to the next house.
Oh, and I know it's frustrating. A lot of times political candidates would do this. They'll just walk onto a door and they'll knock on it and they'll say no soliciting.
Yeah.
And when I was running, I told them we're not going to do that.
It's, yeah.
There's no soliciting.
The sheriff
no
doesn't want to show up
we're
where people
gonna,
tell him not to come and
there, yeah.
risk being trespassed.
Well, I don't think it's cool.
Right. Yeah, agreed.
If they don't
agreed.
Want you there, don't go there. I don't care who you are.
Right.
So anyways, I guess the list is
not
the
everybody
people.
Goes by the it's not cool policy. It's well, kind of weird.
That needs to be the statute.
I like that. Write that into law. Football games.
We had a lot of work. Yeah, everything went very well. The night games. I'm not sure who won these games, but I can tell you that from our perspective, I didn't get a single text that there was trouble at any of the high school.
No
football
chick fights
games
in the street out in front of the school.
No. Longleaf was clear
okay,
this weekend,
good.
And
good.
Even the youth football.
One
I know
week
that
incident
there was a
free.
Change. Yeah, well, at least 1 week. And here's the thing. Most weeks are incident-free. But whenever
right.
something happens, it
That's
really
true.
Blows up on social media. But I know there was a move, one of the youth football games from Bellevue to Inslee. We put some of our cameras up there. There was no issues to report there either.
Very good. Last thing, you have an award ceremony today. I always love your quarterly awards because I, as a news guy, get to hear stories about good deeds and life-saving that don't normally necessarily make it into the paper or on TV or in radio. And so I like to focus on that. But it's a neat thing.
Well, Escambia is a pretty big county, and a lot of stuff goes on. We have tremendous employees. The men and women at the sheriff's office do a fantastic job every day, really. And this gives us a chance. And the reason we have them quarterly is because we do such a great job. And this is our chance to say, hey, thank you. You've saved a life here. You affected the community here. You did a great job. Sometimes it is, you know, you've been there for 20 years or 25 years, mm-hmm. and we just want to say thank you. So today at 2:00, we'll have our quarterly award ceremony. And like you said, you'll get to hear, you know, some of the background of some stuff you may have heard, but you didn't hear about
the detail,
about all the detail mm-hmm. and all the good stuff. You know, unless we have a deputy, you know, going under a storm drain, you usually don't get that information until later on.
Right. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. And we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Service Network tackled your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Were they real?
Yeah. Dressed for Lopin's wedding.
What's in the flask, egg? Magic potion?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. What do we do? Drink it?
Yeah.
Good. I thought so.
Morning, 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Happy Tuesday. It's good to have you with us. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
We've got an accident on 98 in Pascal Street over in Mary Esther. Eastbound that's causing some major delays, and it's backed up all the way past the Santa Rosa-Okaloosa County line. So if you're headed that way, please pack in an additional 30, 40 minutes right now we're seeing on that delay. I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29, stretching back all the way to Pine Forest. We're seeing about a five-minute delay through those construction zones. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I know the USS McCool tours are completely sold out, and so if you had wanted to get a tour of the ship, you're not going to be able to if you didn't already get signed up. But next best thing, I'm posting all my videos online, so if you either follow me on Facebook or on News Radio, 92.3, follow us on Facebook, and then you'll get to see. And you know, I get made fun of because I call the racks bunks, you know, and like, okay, I know. Somebody said, "What kind of sailor are you? That's a terrible way to make a bunk." I'm like, a rack, you know, and I'm like, dude, I know. I don't think I ever pretended to be in the military anyway. But no, you can see him, and you know. See inside for yourself, and I have more coming. I'll be putting them up over the next couple of days. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
We'll get a little cotton here and practice our military corners later, Andrew.
No, thanks. We're good. I'm good. You can.
That's in the past for me, too, I'm telling you. Columbia University, among a growing list of U.S. colleges and universities that are changing their guidelines for protests on campus, they're no longer allowing camping, and students now have to show ID before they can get on campus. A Labor Day union rally in Pittsburgh was the first joint appearance for President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris since Biden exited the race. Biden calling himself the most, quote, pro-union president in history during that rally, talked about the infrastructure bills and the effect that that had on the U.S. economy. And the actor who became a teen heartthrob after playing Moondoggy in the movie Gidget has now died. James Darren also had roles in TV shows T.J. Hooker and Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Gidget?
Yep.
We're going back to Gidget?
Gidget.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I I actually don't believe I've ever seen Gimp.
I me either. We're deep in the archives now. I like it.
But I did see Deep Space Nine. Oh, best Star Trek ever.
All right, fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. If you need to get your import worked on, you know, you've got a Lexus, a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, Jaguar, Genesis. You might think, got to go to the dealership. No, you don't. Actually, by law, you are protected to be able to go wherever to get service done. They cannot require you. That's a federal law that's been in place for decades. You can go anywhere, including Bobby Likas Auto Service, right here on Davis Highway and US 29. Domestics, imports, diesel engines, gas engines, whatever it is, they'll take care of you. Bring it to them healthy so you don't have to bring it to them broken. Like, that's the idea. Preventative routine maintenance so you can save money and inconvenience. Also, they are now servicing, doing national accounts and fleet companies like GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. So check out Bobby Likas Auto Service online at carclinicservice.com or stop by either location on Davis Highway or Highway 29 right across from the Walmart. Just the new location, last month or two. Listen up.